583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
The following is a paid presentation.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hello, happy Wednesday. Beautiful outside. So happy to report the weather's shiny and sunny and lovely out. Thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair. We do the show live every Wednesday at noon 03. That's right. Check your clock. It says noon 03. If you want to check past shows, you can go on to ksro.com. Go to the Ask the Expert series. You'll see my link over there, and you can find past shows. We try to keep it relevant and current, and we do that by having great guests. So soon we'll be joined by a couple guests from Terra Firma, great real estate company, local real estate company here. But hey, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options, and you can reach us at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. So I want to, of course, do some housekeeping. I like to do this at the top of the show. I've got Mark Sorensen. He's a Bay Equity Senior Loan Officer. He's hosting a home buyer seminar. It's down in the Petaluma, the marina area there, down by the Sheraton. And if you go to the second floor of the Regis Center, Mark Sorensen always hosts these great seminars. They're free. This one will be Thursday, tomorrow, March 2nd, from 6:30 to 9:30. Again, that's down at the Regis Center at 755 Baywood Drive. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and RSVP by calling 707-763-6051. Again, 707-763-6051, and leave a message. I think that's a hotline type thing. Again, Mark Sorensen's been doing this a really long time. Great opportunity for not just first-time home buyers, but maybe investors, maybe folks that sort of left the market and want to get back into buying a home here in Sonoma County. Mark Sorensen knows what to do, and he'll sit down with you and talk with you about your options in more detail. Folks, I'm here today joined by a couple guests and also my good friend, Roger Farah. Hey, Roger.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. So thanks for coming in live today.
Thank you.
You want to introduce our guests from Terra Firma?
Sure. So we have Donna and Denise.
Donna
from the Santa Rosa office.
Donna and Denise from the Santa Rosa office. And you two ladies are with Terra Firma. Now, can you, Denise, tell us about Terra Firma. What were you drawn to? What is it about Terra Firma that excites you and is so unique?
What I really like about Terra Firma is that we have a really professional group of people. And
you've been there since 2013, right?
I have,
and
yes.
And as the company continued to grow and expand, or?
The company continues to grow. Uh-huh. Heidi and Bill, they bring in people. Uh-huh. And most of them are really well-established real estate agents. We have some new agents who are always mentored by someone who really knows what they're doing. So the growth of our company really is, it grows organically.
Yeah.
But they're picked for what they really can do.
Expertise. You know,
their expertise in whatever field that they were in before. Mm-hmm. And how they can actually add value to our company.
Sure.
And so far, everyone that they've picked that since I've been there just adds a tremendous value to our company in one form or another.
That's great. So Denise Chapardegui, she's with Terra Firma, joining us live today. And you've been in Sonoma County since 1985. So you were talking about really working with experienced realtors. That's what folks get when they work with you.
Right. I've been in the business for about 30 years now. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love what I do. I don't call it work. I call it really my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And my family's very accustomed to this being my lifestyle. So they understand when I have to dash out, whether it's evenings or weekends, whatever that looks like.
Uh-huh.
But in my business or lifestyle, my clients really are first and foremost in what their needs and goals are.
Well, you know, I I got to tell you, that's the right perspective, because if we do right by our clients, you know, the money will follow, right? That's what right. I always believe. And there's so many real estate agents in this town that it's really great to work with a company that's homegrown, that's local, and has very experienced and local agents. So Donna, you've been with Terra Firma also since 2013. Tell us about yourself.
I have a famous last name, Nordby, so I've got lots of cousins and a husband and people in the business.
Sure. Nordby Electric, of course.
Yes, and Nordby Construction, uh-huh. Nordby Wine Caves, Nordby Signature Homes.
Sure.
I go on and on.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, come from the same thinking as Denise. I love real estate. I'm trying to get my oldest son into real estate. And it's just a lifestyle for me. It's been something that I get up and I love to do.
So what's happening in the market today? I mean, it's obvious that inventory is in tremendously low. Do you feel like it's just going to kind of like pop all of a sudden, we're going to get a bunch of houses? Or is the sense that it's going to start to trickle back into some sort of normalcy? What's your impression, Donna?
We've been having discussions at Terra Firma, mm-hmm. you know, and our market place. Right now, there's pockets of places that do have multiple offers. Mm-hmm. There are places that don't. During the rains, there was some, you know, like a downtime where FHA buyers and VA buyers in the past couldn't get homes, and they were able to kind of slip in. Now that things are coming up, we'll see what's going to happen.
And Roger, you of course have aligned Bay Equity and yourself with a lot of great, talented real estate agents. What is it that sets both Denise and Donna apart as great real estate agents in some of their designations that they have?
Well, the cool thing is they work as a team.
Uh-huh.
And let's hear that slogan. I want to hear that again.
Okay, it's
our slogan is teamwork from the team that works.
Teamwork from the team that works. I love it.
Yeah, so the two of them are synergistic. Two becomes three.
Sure. Yeah.
And these are just super agents. And the other cool thing, too, is we're right next door to them. We're right downtown in Santa Rosa, and they're right across the street from us.
We're both at the corners of 4th and E.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So you got the real estate and the lending team right there.
Right. Now, you have some designation. Tell me about ProNet. I'm not familiar with ProNet. What is that?
ProNet is actually a professional group of real estate agents uh-huh. that we do networking on Monday uh-huh. mornings.
Is this like masterminding, like
it
that
is.
Type of
networking? It's just, uh-huh. it's exactly, well, it's not exactly the same because sure. they're a different group, but yeah. it's very similar. We bring in all our needs, whether uh-huh. it's clients, whether it's housing that's coming up on the market.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes when you can work with somebody ahead of time, it just makes for smoother transactions. You know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, you know, this is, I like to, there's definitely been a shift over the last couple of years where realtors are starting to look at each other as partners in a transaction and not adversarial. It seemed like in the 2000s, it was so like, go, 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 and I'm going to get you. And there was just, you know, I mean, I was doing real estate back in the early 2000s, and it was just a different environment than it is today. And so now you have these industry groups. You have the morning marketing meeting, of course, in Santa Rosa, which is where you share listings and wants and needs, and that's a tradition.
Right.
But these other groups that bring you together to have sort of an open dialogue and relationship.
Well, and I think that when you bring people together from different companies mm-hmm. and they really get to know each other, you really get a sense of who that person is and how they do their business. Mm-hmm. And it's just a whole lot easier if you have a real professional on the other side of like mind, where really what you want to do, the goal is to be that person that brings both sides together. And when you're dealing with another professional on the other side and you understand how to do that mm-hmm. and that you just work through all the issues that need to be worked through, it just makes for a nicer and happier transaction.
It's complicated. Buying a house and selling real estate is complicated.
You
need a good team.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Bay Equity loves working mm-hmm. with agents like you two at Terra Firma, is we know the transaction's going to go well. And if it doesn't, there's at least going to be open lines of communication where we can figure out how to get to the next step. And, you know, look, there's a lot of advantages to being friendly and open in transactions, so that, hey, you know, you can still, like, you know, shake hands at the end of the deal. So that's great. Now tell me about this. I was interested to hear about how you're helping seniors downsize to smaller homes. I mean, is that the obvious, where they go from a two-story to a single-story and, you know, smaller square footage and empty nesters and things like that?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they have larger homes. They had a family. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. now that they're empty nesters, you know, they're getting, you know, as we all are, a little mm-hmm. bit older, mm-hmm. and we don't want to have to travel up and down those stairs anymore. You know, it's single stories are a little bit more safe.
Yeah.
So, and I think that people are just looking at when they downsize, mm-hmm. you know, obviously they're going to spend less in a house and they get more out of their house. Mm-hmm. So it also gives them the opportunity to do more with their money. They can travel, you know, they can then kind of do what they want.
Sure, less square footage and, you know, in the same neighborhood could equal less of a payment.
Right.
You know, Donna, I noticed that one of your specialties is staging. As a team, you stage. Tell us about the advantages of staging.
You see me smiling.
Yeah, she loves that part.
I do, because I think...
You get to decorate someone else's house.
I do. And Denise and I think, are pretty good at it. I mean, we can walk in and, you know, give you advice on carpet and paint.
Yeah.
And we've got our own props and furniture. And
so you have your own, like, sort of
a warehouse.
I was going to say a place. So do you let the seller participate in that process, or do you just say, look, let me do this. This isn't your house anymore.
We kind of direct them. We kind of assess the house to see what it needs, and we build on that. And the cool thing is that I think once it's done, we feel really good about it, but also the client, it puts their best foot forward.
Awesome.
And makes their house, you know, sell.
So in putting their best foot forward, did you stage 2499 Cedar Creek Road?
We did.
Okay, so tell us about that listing. I got about 30 seconds to talk about it.
You go ahead.
2499 Cedar Creek. It was a vacant home.
Uh-huh.
And we really gave it a good look and to see what it needed, and it truly needed carpet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you did a little remodel before?
Yeah, just a little bit. It just really needed carpeting, and it needed to be cleaned up a little bit. And when we got the new carpet in there, we just started putting some furniture, picture, you know, different pops of color throughout the house. And and it's beautiful.
And it's listed at $529,500, right?
Right.
And you're going to have an open house at all yet?
Well, actually, because of staging, we got lots of offers.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. So a little late for someone to toss their hat in the ring on that one.
What's the website, Denise?
The website is 2499cedarcreek.com.
Okay.
You can go on to the website. You can see everything that we've done to the house. And
great.
It's just, it's adorable. Everyone
good representation of what someone could get in listing their home with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, how about 512 Courtyard?
512 Courtyard was one of those circumstances where they didn't really want to stage. And so what we did there is we just went in and we kind of moved things around a little bit. You know, we still help, but with all of their items.
And is that active and available to look at?
No, it's not now. It goes quick.
It's this inventory issue, right? So, Roger, this is where having a pre-approved buyer,
mm-hmm.
making sure that they've got all their ducks in a row so they can pull the trigger and make an offer.
Absolutely.
And you know what we do? Roger knows what we do, but I don't know if you guys know. We call the listing agent on behalf of our buyers to help validate the strength of the offer,
mm-hmm.
and let them know that this buyer is well pre-approved, truly pre-approved, and that's one thing we do at Bay Equity.
Well, I've actually used Roger before.
Yeah.
And Roger did a great job. He got it done. Everyone was happy. So I'm well aware of what Bay Equity does.
That's
and
awesome.
And he brings us lunch.
Yes.
At our open houses.
Hey, Roger's not bringing me lunch. I want lunch. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show with us. Donna Nordby and Denise Shepardigi.
That's right.
Okay, I got it. With Terra Firma. You can reach them by calling 707-934-5444. Again, 707-934-5444. I've got to run. I've got to go to commercial. Really appreciate having you on the air
today.
Let's do it again.
Thank you.
Let's
all right,
do it.
Take
Very
care.
Much.
All right, bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we're going to go to break. I'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase, or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem.